Patricia Ntuli on SAFM.
Well, let's go to our first international story with Alpha Nielsen, who's a professor of sociology at the University of Pretoria. Thank you very much for joining us, Alpha. Good morning.
Good morning, Patricia.
It seems that religious tolerance in India is something that is currently on the edge. Can you talk to us about this?
Well, what we've seen during the December period, in particular, is an escalation of attacks on India's Christian minority, meaning that Hindu nationalist groups, that is, groups affiliated with the ruling party in India, the BJP, have been carrying out attacks on Christians, especially in the southern state of Karnataka. And this forms part of a larger pattern in India currently, where Christians are being victimized alongside Muslims. There have been more than 300 attacks on Christians this year alone. And it's, of course, very worrying. This is a blatant violation of minority rights in the country. And when coupled with the steady escalation of attacks against Muslims that we have seen since 2014, when Narendra Modi first took power as prime minister in the country, this is, of course, deeply worrying.
And there's a report that on the 23rd of December, there was also, a Hindu vigilante group that barged into a school that is a Christian school just before Christmas. This must be very scary for the children and the teachers. I mean, being marginalized, but not only that, being attacked for your religious beliefs.
Yes, of course it is. And that's precisely the purpose of these attacks. It is to strike fear into the hearts of religious minorities in order to ensure then majority dominance. And it's very important to be aware of the fact that this is related to the political goal of the ruling party and the Hindu nationalist movement that ruling party is a part of, namely to constitute India as a primarily Hindu nation, meaning a nation where the Hindu majority dominates and gets to define what belonging, what citizenship, what having rights basically means. So it's a matter of deep concern, yes.
And is it founded, the fact that these particular minority religious attacks are due to the fact that the Indian police is probing a Mother Teresa charity over forced conversions of people in India to Christianity?
Well, the notion that there is forced conversion going on is one that Hindu nationalists in India have been peddling for close to 100 years. It's a motif in their ideology, which has been present from the time when the movement was first founded, which was in the 1920s. The thing is, of course, that there is no proof whatsoever that there is such a thing as forced conversions going on in India. In fact, if there had been forced conversions going on, then we would have seen an increase in the relative share of the Christian population, for example, in India. And that's not the case. The Christian population has decreased from some 2.6% to 2.3% in recent years. So this doesn't tally at all. However, that notion is being used to say that there is a conspiracy going on whereby Christian groups and also Muslim groups are forcing Hindus to convert away from their religion, thereby undermining Hinduism as a religion in India. It's being used as a way of saying that the majority community is somehow under attack and must defend itself against Christians and against Muslims and against these sinister plots to undermine Hinduism. And we've seen this being done for a long time. We've seen laws being introduced to prevent forced conversions and so on and so forth. And that goes hand in hand, the introduction of laws by Indian states with the violence that is being enacted by these vigilante groups. And that's, of course, something that simply adds momentum and adds, in a sense, power to this process, right? That is both going on politically in parliaments, in state legislatures, and so on and so forth, and on the streets with the use of collective violence. And that is part of what is eroding the democratic rights of religious minorities in India today.
And is there much intervention coming in from the international community to call calm into India during this time?
We've seen very little by way of substantial reactions so far. There is generally quite a tame response to the Modi government's actions and policies in relation to religious minorities internationally, which has much to do with India's important strategic and economic role in the world system today. It's of course disappointing, and it certainly does nothing to protect those minorities which are currently under attack, both Christians and Muslims in India.
Alpha, thank you very much for joining us this morning.